It's good to see you all. I really had excellent time, excellent visit. This is, how long, 10 days. It was just absolutely amazing. You make me feel so comfortable, so welcomed here. You fed me so well. Every evening, different people, every evening, you know, spending time with friends. It was just wonderful. And I just love being here. I love preaching here. I love seeing you guys. I love having you in Serbia. It's just absolutely fantastic that we are family, you know, and you just have in some way extended family down in Serbia with a good climate and cheap beer and a good food and lot of work in ministry. Everybody can find a place. I mean, Ian just came back with family and Fairchild family also just 2 weeks ago, less, you know, enjoying hospitality, good weather, more or less. And they done an excellent job of doing some building work in a church building. I love that. I love that. There doesn't need to be some kind of preacher guys coming all the time. You know, everybody can find place in mission. Everybody can serve the nations. Everybody can feel part of the team, feel part of the fulfilling, you know, call from God and commitment, go and preach the gospel and make disciples. This is teamwork, and I just love that. I love ordinary people coming and doing mission. So if you feel ordinary, come to Serbia. You know, we're just really going to make you feel extraordinary, doing for God, work for God, and enjoying the hospitality. Share about Serbia. I don't know when I shared last time here about Serbia, but I need to put a little bit in context everything what's happening right now. And I'm going to start from the last year. Okay, if you remember last year, it wasn't the best time for me. So probably the last year, beginning of the last year and all the way down, it was really tough. It was probably the worst year I ever had in my life in some way. I don't know. Probably it was worse years, but we forget them, which is cool. this was really bad year. Okay. My sister nearly died. Some of you know it was really emotionally very, very, very hard. And exactly in that time when I was going through really, really heavy emotional trauma with family stuff and all that, it suddenly just, for me in that moment, looks like everything that I work in Serbia, everything that I build in Serbia, every single place I was involved, it looks like a just breaking down. It looks like God's closing every single door. So all my friends, good friends from the church, all the people who are very dear to me, people that I have fun with, they just left church. None of them left in a bad way. They just left because of economic situation and a different kind of stuff. They're just gone. And with them, because some of them were really important for some of the places I was involved, with them going away, just everything, literally everything that was involved except church in Niš was closed down. So it was emotional shock, you know, what's happening? You know, why is God doing this? Where is the God's logic in all this? Why are you doing all this, Lord? You know, where is the stop button? I want to press it and go. It was really, really tough. But I just love that this kind of things last just for a short season while your emotions are up. And once when the emotions goes and you are calm down, when God's give you a good, you know, drink of whiskey, just take it easy. Take a little break, calm down. Once when you calm down in your emotions, you just start feeling and seeing what God is doing. And it was absolutely amazing. I was really pleased to Him for everything what's happened. I don't want to say those people are wrong or what. They're absolutely fine. But some way, I just knew it in that moment that I was just pushing in my strength. And everything that was happening that time, I just wanted to see, like, God is doing something great. And God is using me. And God is building something. And all these wonderful places that God's opening, I just read too much into it. I just read it too much. So if I go and visit some places and if I go 3 times there, God is opening new mission field. Well, it's not. I've just been visiting some place 3 times, nothing else. You know. But I was really winding up myself in that, believing this is all kind of, you know, Vlade is busy, so everything is good. So God just shut everything down. And it was tough, it was hard, but I'm so blessed that I learned a lot in that time. I just learned to trust God, I learned to put my faith in Him, I learned to move back and let's give space to God to work. And I haven't done anything special, but it looks like God start working. So from November last year to this November, we had the best year ever in our history of church. I really don't know what's happened. I can't pin down. I'm a little bit annoyed with that because always in the past it was me working very hard and there is some results and I feel good because it's my involvement in the same time. But this time I haven't done anything. Just literally, just give a lot of freedom to people, a lot of freedom to God. I just moved back and God just started doing stuff. And literally this year, everything what we started doing, God is just blessing. And it's blessing, and still is blessing. And I can't believe it, still there is a blessing in all that. So this morning, last Sunday, we had a youth event. I'll tell more about that. And it was a good chunk of non-Christian kids on that event, which you need to understand, it's a huge thing. If you have a city of 350,000 people and very little of evangelical Christians, really, really little, and everybody thinks you're weird, and you don't just, you compete against a lot of things, you compete against xenophobia, you compete against traditionalism, you compare with that, the people think you're cult and sect, and you're different, and all that kind of stuff. It's just amazing seeing the interest of people in who we are and what we're doing, it's just growing more and more. It's just wonderful. So this Sunday, today, we had two of those kids came to the Sunday service. And I wasn't there. And they enjoyed so much. Fantastic. I decided to stay here. Okay, it looks like maybe that God's wants. I don't know. But they've been in the church. And I just want to rejoice with that. You know, just, it's huge. They're not saved yet or what. I don't know. But just that fact that we're breaking xenophobia. We're breaking people's opinion about if something is different than Orthodox Christianity is weird. It's just amazing. And it looks like that. You know, it will start catching up later on. It will become revival and movement of God or I don't know what and people's salvation and everything else. But I'm beginning and it looks like this. The interest is God in people who are just growing up and they're not afraid to be with us. It's just wonderful. So everything that we start doing from November last year to this, God is just blessing more and more. So we said we can't wait anymore for somebody to come from the West and stay for a year or two, somebody who is young and attractive, you know, and passionate Christian to come and do the youth work. So we are not young, but we are passionate for God. We're going to do youth work. And Carolina, some of you know Carolina and Milos and another guy from the church, Marco, I encourage them, guys, let's do something with the youth. Let's just do with a few of our youth we have in the church. You know, Eva and a couple of other kids from our church. Not many, but just them. Let's do something with them. Let's gather them around something. What they like. What the kids like. So, well, they like music. So let's teach them. You're all good guys. You all know how to play instruments. Why don't you teach them how to play guitars? Everybody wants to play guitar. Everybody wants to be a rock star. So let's gather them around that. And then around that, let's bring some teaching. Let's teach them about Christianity and all that. And we did it. And after second time, they start bringing their friends. And more friends. So Atil's family were beginning of this year in Serbia. And with just a few of them, how many we had, in those few months, we taught them how to play five things, popular songs, good popular songs, Adele and other kind of stuff, you know. We taught them how to play that, and we rent a pub for them, and the cafe, Serbian cafe, pub, and we took them in the pub, and invited their friends, and they had a stage play, which is absolutely phenomenal. You imagine them, they never done something like that, they're just standing in front of their friends, and maybe parents play the music, and they enjoyed so much. And that just start kicking off. You know, we start getting some young people, teams who came to visit us this year, and they will just go on the streets, meet young people, make a fellowship with them, invite them to come to the church building. They will come to the church building. We introduce this music to them. They will stay with us. And suddenly, from September this year, we regularly getting every Sunday probably 15 to 20 of these young people coming. We just met them on the street, and they just got, you know, they got something. We managed to find that a touching point with them, and they just start coming to the church. Not to the church on Sundays, and we always see the success of the church, how big is the Sunday service and things like that, which is wrong way, I think, you know, but they're coming to Saturdays events where they learn how to play music. We offer them some alternative place they can hang around. Let them hang around with us. And it's just so cool that these kids are choosing to be in our church building with us and not in every single pub and cafe in Ish. That means we're offering something good. They can go anywhere they want. This is not competition between us and other churches. This competition between us and what the city have to offer. And we start getting something that is attractive to young people, that they say, forget about what the city is offering us. We go to this church, what they're offering us. Just brilliant. Just brilliant. We don't see them saved yet, but here we go. Two of them been on a Sunday today. A month ago, we had some other of them with the red ginger and green hairs, which I love it. They've been to the church. Also, they heard the gospel, and they decide to come again and again and again. And this is what I found very, like we've never seen it before. We've done these kind of things in the past, but we do once and twice, and people lose interest. They don't come. But this time, it's just happening. Just continue to happen. People coming more and more. And then we did, who was it? From Durham, John Bearden and Nikki came, and Marie, policewoman, they came to visit us in April, maybe, something like that. And we said, well, let's use this visit for something. Let's do a ladies' Saturday lunch, matinee, we'd call it. I don't know if you use that word here. Let's just invite those ladies. Let's just encourage the church ladies to come for a Saturday afternoon meeting for a lunch and little talk. Those ladies can share their faith and say, how was it mean to be a teacher or policewoman in England, and how's that mixed with Christianity and all that. So let's just get them. And let's encourage them to bring their friends. And they brought their friends. And it was amazing. In one moment, we just had 15 maybe ladies, probably 10 of them, ladies who came for the first time in a church. And I must say again, it's so, the Serbian churches, they don't have that. Serbian churches are closed churches. Serbian churches are built inward. It's built for us. They don't expect anybody to come. We are a different kind of church. We do work and expect people to come. So having somebody to come, not knowing where they're coming and not knowing anybody there, comes in that number. It's just amazing. And what I like it is that we start doing this every month. Every month, we do this again and again. And every month, we get more and more women coming to that. More and more ladies are coming. We have a Sonia's colleagues, which means highly educated, you know, ladies, because my wife just mixed with that kind of ladies. All kind of ladies are coming. And they just sit together, and I just love it. We cook for them. We give them a good food. We feed them well. And I just love seeing how they're developing group, you know, how they're much more and more relaxing, how much more they're talking among them. And they listen like a good talk with always gospel-centered talk, and they just love it. Some of them came to the Sunday service. Many didn't come. They will come, but ministry is growing. We never had that before, and just happening. And every month, we have more and more women, ladies are coming for that, which is brilliant. Pray for that. Just pray for those things to continue. Pray for wisdom for us. How can we keep this momentum going and to not give up? I do believe in a seasons of the honeymoon and the season of marriage. We are still in a season of honeymoon. We have good feelings with all this. But I know it's going to pass. It's just going to be another one. When's going to happen something more? When we're going to see those ladies saved? When we're going to see those kids saved? I know we're going to ask that question very soon. But I just want to, in that moment, to have that perseverance to push more and more with this. Just not give up. Not give up until suddenly. What was that phrase you said? You can't remember now. Yeah, sometimes you need to wait a long time until God suddenly does something. So I just, that perseverance to wait until God suddenly does something. Med Day, it's another activity we regularly have. That's the multi-activity day. We pick up that from Evesham Church. I remember you had something happening by that name here. Again, simple kids event with lot of crafts, lot of painting, things like that. Very simple, very popular. It never happened before in that level, but now we have more and more kids coming for that with parents, with teachers who want to come and see what's happening. I don't know what that means. I don't know. God is doing something. And I just want him to continue doing that. And I love this rest, I must say, not me being very much involved in everything. So pray for that. Kragujevac. Kragujevac is a city where we are involved as a church. You know Ivan, you know Adriana. Ivan was here. Some of you visit Ivan and Adriana. Some of you supporting him in prayers and financially and all kind of ways. A great family with three lovely children. Family in Kragujevac. Kragujevac is another huge city in Serbia with 350,000 people in much worse state than Niš. So they absolutely don't have anything. Niš and Liš have us as a church. They don't have anything there. So Christians in Kragujevac you can count on two hands, literally like that. Very close in society. They're not open. And Ivan and Adriana are fully, wholeheartedly committed to build church there. And I just love it. So their situation is a very challenging. Their situation is very difficult. But we have friends there. We have people. We have the family who open their hearts, open their houses for the gospel, for the people. And they're working very hard, very hard. So we start getting involved with them a few years ago with literally in their house with few of their relatives, nothing more than that. Now, every single time when we go to Kragujevac, and we try to go once in a month there, they're renting a nice little conference room with 20, 30, 40 seats, maybe no more than that. And every time, it's full with people. So every time, it's full with people. So when I go there and preach the gospel, every single person who's sitting there is the pagan. They never heard the gospel before. And I love it because there is people who've been before, they're coming again, and they're very grateful, and they want to come again, and they're so grateful that we're coming from Niš to serve them, and new people are coming. And what I love the most is that when we have those meetings, when we finish with the meeting, we serve coffees, and nobody goes home. How many outreach events you have that people stays after it? Just brilliant. So we have outreach event, and then hour and a half after that, people will still be there. Talking, drinking coffee, want to find out more or anything like that. Phenomenal. Just simple preaching, just simple Bible wisdom or anything like that. And they want to know more. They want to, you know, having worship songs. They want to listen the CD, to listen the sermons on a website. They want us to go more. It's wonderful. I don't know what to do with that place, to be honest. You know, there is absolutely nobody there. Ivan and Adriana are fully committed. Ivan and Adriana have all kind of material, financial needs that needs to be sorted out so they can be released fully to work for the church. Hopefully that will happen. Pray for them. But it's just such a wonderful equation with so many unknown in it that I don't know how to sort it out. But it's brilliant. Every single time when we go there, God is doing something. God is working. Just says, just continue to go, You know, you will see my solution coming very soon. You know, suddenly maybe it's going to be ordinary miracle. Maybe it's going to be extraordinary miracle. But God is going to do something. So please pray for that. What we need most prayer from you guys, it's for us to not give up. That's it. That's it. If somebody can stop this in some way, it's us giving up. And it's not easy. This all sounds good when I stand here and talk about those things. It's all good stuff in 5 minutes. But it's a hard and tough work. It's really hard and tough work. It's building church from zero, not having any kind of Christian maturity behind yourself and people, just reaching totally unreached people, totally non-church people who... It's just like you're reaching people from different planet. You know, it's wherever you want to do it, wherever you want to develop. It took us how long? 14 years nearly to get where we are now. To have some people in a church involved in the different ministries. To have few people involved in a few ministries. 14 years. And those 14 years was literally reaching unsaved people, go through all kind of difficulties with them, just to get them saved, just to get them normal, for goodness sake. Just to get the things that you get here from your parents or the Christian heritage you have in your country in some way. So you need to build that in them first. Then you need to see if they have the leadership potential. Then you need to build leaders from them. Then you can give them some responsibility to do it. So wherever we want to do it, we just need to go 15 steps down before we get to zero, before we even start building something. And it's a tiring job. And I just love seeing all these young people coming to us. I'm dreading that I need to go again where I went in those 14 years with these young people. You know, just having a emotional energy to go through all kind of rubbish from their lives, you know, trying to sort them out and mature them and see is there any kind of leadership potential in them so we can build them up to take church in a different level. It's a huge job. You know, if I look that kind of job with the human eyes, I'm petrified of that. Because I know how much painful was doing the same thing in the last 14 years. And but I know that God can break into that and makes things to be much more easier. I want that to see. So pray for those things. We need your prayers. We need your commitment. We need you to coming in Serbia and seeing us. Please, it's so important. There is no many things you can give us that is more important than that. And I just take a pressures that they shouldn't be there away from us. Okay. So there is a pressures you can't take it. It's only us. We need to take responsibility for those pressures and build. But there is a pressures. Please help us so we don't have this kind of pressure. Help it even to get to Kragujevac, to England. Help it even to settle down in life so the church can grow up in Kragujevac. Help us with this kind of encouragements, with this kind of prayer, standing up behind our basic needs and things like that. Because these things, we don't need them on the top of other pressures we have in building church. And we're going to get there on the end. We're going to see something amazing happen. I'm absolutely sure. Pray for us as a family, for me and Sonia and kids. Very soon we're going to be even closer connected than ever before. The next year, Eva is going to move to England and be here in Elsham. Eva is 16, and she wants to study in England. And before she goes to university, she needs to be in England 2 or 3 years earlier to do A-levels. So she's going to move with her 16. Yes, next summer she's going to move to England, and she's going to be here. And just welcome Eva. It's going to be my loss. It's going to be your huge gain. Eva is just absolutely amazing. She can rule the little country. Okay, she's just that kind of. Yeah, she's mini me. She's 95% me, and the other 5% is also me. Okay, so she's just she's amazing. So yeah, pray for all that to go smooth. I can't even. I started this week trying to do my diary for the next year, and I just filled the diary and said, "This is never going to work." I don't know what kind of my next year is going to look like emotionally and in any other level with Eva being here. It's just going to be crazy. So just in this transition year next year, just pray for us and stand behind us so we can handle this much better. I don't know if there's anything else I can say. If you have any questions, I will be very happy to answer. Very particular prayer. Pray for Ivan. Ivan is right now in the process of getting visa. He applied for visa. We need an ordinary, extraordinary miracle for that. I don't have a clue how he's going to get visa. But let's believe that God can, you know, open door to come in England for him. It's very important for him to come in England for a month or two just to regroup himself, just to be encouraged and go back in Kragujevac and continue to do his work. We're really, really thinking about the next year, what we're going to do in Kragujevac and just stand behind what God is doing there. Something needs to be done. Even need some training. The church plant needs support there. We need to remove as many pressures we can from that family so they can be free to get fully engaged with what God is doing, because God is doing something there. So everything what we have there in Kragujevac is just because Andrian and Ivan, because great hearts and being totally courageous for God in bringing people to church. It's sometimes funny. He literally grabs people on the streets and bring them on the meetings. I love seeing that. But if you know Ivan, he's huge. He has a huge heart, and he's huge. He's like a friendly Shrek. He's a really huge guy. I'm Despicable Me, and that big guy from Despicable Me. That's me, you know. Ivan is the Shrek. So when we are together, we're just fun. So just pray for Ivan really to get visa. That's the really first thing. Just to get visa, to get here, and then we can see what God is doing after that. Questions? Any kind of questions? Just not about the weather. I don't know what kind of weather is going to be tomorrow. Excellent. So you know Milos well.
Well, I don't know him well, but did he go away and then come back here?
Yes, yes. Please, Milos is somebody that I love the most. Okay, he's my dear son in faith. I can literally say it like that. I love that guy. He's extremely helpful in the church. So I will, yes? Yeah? Yeah, that's another interesting fact that I have a problem with this. That is just, we never have something like that. You know, that xenophobia, people are so reserved to anything different than the Orthodox Church. So having those kids are coming and having some of the parents came to see what we're doing and not have any kind of obstacles towards that, it's just amazing. So pray for that. Milos, I'm trying really to help that guy to put his life, yes, to put his life together and secure his life so he can be fully committed to work in a church. So he had all kinds of problems. You know, some of you probably knows his mother's house burned out, you know. So he had all kind of, it's always some kind of pressures happening on that guy. So pray for him. There is a good plan is trying to be put in order for Milos so his financial situation be sorted out and work for the church and work for himself. So if that works next year, it's going to be excellent. So Milos, for example, preached today in church in Nish, and he preached very well. And it's very important. Milos is very important for me because I can travel. He can always stay and preach. He's doing very well. He has a very good heart, good with music, helps with everything in the church. I would love to employ that guy fully in a church, but more than anything, he needs to find some job. He needs to have a better security than just working for the church. Working for a church is never a secure job. He needs something more than that. We have another guy in the church now called Marco. Marco spent many years in America. He became a Christian. When I became a Christian, I moved to England. He moved to America. He came back, literally God closed the door for him in America, and moving back to Serbia. That's how he sees the things. He's in a church now, and he's so helpful. He's just unbelievably helpful, you know, with the music, with young people. He's brilliant with all kind of audio and video stuff. So that stuff you saw, that Marco did that. So we're pushing that profile of the church much more. We did a good website. We record all our sermons, people listening sermons on internet. We do these video updates all the time, as much as we can. We put a lot to work in the church building, so church building looks much more inviting and welcoming to the people. So it's not just like a converted house. It's actually more like a building that's a city building, something like that. So I even took the architect who's doing a new plans for the building. So hopefully in the years to come, God will provide some resources so we can actually put that church building in a full operating mode for serving community. So that's hopefully is going to happen. But we change a lot of that, how we see our work with the non-Christians. Moving from the family church to the family which waits visitors to come, guests to come. That's like a different mode. When it's family on their own at home, it's very messy. You know that. But when family is waiting some guests to come, they put things in order. So that's what we're doing right now. We put things in order, and we see people react very well on that. They come again and again. Yeah? Excellent.
So, I'm just wondering, what does your government or the authorities think of the church? Do they support it? Are they against it? Have you got to that?
Yeah.
You know, where are the authorities?
Well, they're not against, they don't support it. That's what they're playing. So, in that government level, it's all fine. You know, on a street level with the people are suspected who you are or what you are, you know. Just because of that xenophobia. We've been communists for a million years, and then communism fell down, and then people need some different kind of national identity, and they just grab the orthodoxy back as the national identity. So they're very proud orthodox people, but they don't believe in God. It's not even it's just tradition. It's just really superstition in tradition, nothing else than that. Serbs not even go to the church, nothing, but they just still support church as institution, which gives a very little space for any kind of different expression of Christianity. People very suspicious to anything of that. So we are registered as a church. So that's what's happened in the recent years. They changed the laws so the churches can get registered. So we are registered as an evangelical church, but no any kind of benefits more than that. Nothing. In England, you get those 23% on your offering. In Serbia, they take your money away. So if we have any money and goes through the proper channels, government takes you 5%. Hey. So, yeah. Yes?
If someone comes to your sort of church and they can get saved, will their family shun them for doing that?
Yeah. They can expect to have a problem. We all had a problem. I had a problem with my parents. My dad died. My mom became a Christian. Sister became a Christian. But you can expect prosecution. But in the same time, I don't see so much of persecution now. You know, these young people, kids, parents let them do whatever they want. So they come in the church and they don't make them problems. And I love when parents call me and want to talk to me. So I had that kind of experience, going and talk with the people about, they want to know more about where is my child going. So we recently had something very interesting. I must share. This is the last thing I'm going to share. It's absolutely amazing. It just blew me away. Some NGO organization from Nish has some program which is called the Living Library. Okay? And the Living Library is made of people who have interesting life or they are unknown to the people. So everybody who is like marginalized in society, they would like to invite those people to be part of these projects. When other people can come and rent them as a book, okay, and talk for 20 minutes with them. And in that way, break all the prejudice and everything else. So I was there as a Protestant. People never met Protestant Christian before. So people want to find out more. Oh, you're a Protestant. What are you doing? Funny bit is that it was total freak show. There was me, there was the gay, there was a transvestite, there was the lesbian, there was the Muslim. There was just all funny people you can think about. The people have all kind of prejudice towards them. It was there. So it was me and Ivan. Ivan was like a big, it's like an ex-drug addict. I was like a Protestant Christian. And it was just absolutely amazing. It was just such a great thing to see. It was just like a foretaste of God saying, this is, how's it going to be one day? I'm going to break all kind of prejudice. It was 400 people went in 4 hours. And I had a chance to speak with 20 people. And even spoke with 20 people. It was literally, people would just rent me all the time to talk to me for 20 minutes. You know, one person or two person or friends or three people all at once. And everybody was so open. Everybody wants to know, who are you? Are you a Protestant? Really? What do you believe? I didn't know we have a Protestant. Oh, it was just absolutely amazing. All kind of questions, what were your opinion about the pride, gay pride and all that kind of stuff, to what you're doing, how is it looking your Sundays, what do you believe about God and all, how did you become a Christian? But what I found so lovely and so good is everybody was so positive and everybody was so amazed. Protestant, wow, I want to know more about you and your faith. So what's that mean? Is something changing amongst the people? I like to believe that. I like to believe that there is some things happening. There is some hunger. There is a lot of people who wants to know more about us. And we just want to build that kind of church that is not going to insult those people. You know, as I said to somebody here, you know, I don't care if message insults them. But until they hear the message, I don't want to insult them. I want them to come so openly to our church, being so welcome, so loved, so cared about them. So when they sit and hear the message, they're going to be open for that, what they're going to hear. And if message insults them, that's fine. But we as the Christians, we're not going to insult them. So pray for us that we can build that kind of church in Israel. It's going to be church full of surprises for people. That's a good word. Church full of surprises. You know, because those people spoke with me all surprised. Wow, really? Just seeing look on their eyes when I say, well, God is the loving Father. Because everybody in Serbia thinks he's a policeman. Nothing else. You know, no, he's a loving Father who loves you. Just open people's hearts. Excellent.